稣基督的名在这里 敬拜的时候，上帝就在我们当中。
I believe that when we worship in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is here, His presence is here.
因为这圣经对我给我们的应许。
As promised, in the Bible.
啊，也谢谢教会的邀请，可以在这里分享上帝的话语。
And I thank you, for the church to invite me to be here to share, God's word.
在圣诞节的时候。
During Christmas.
不管是在基督教的国家或者是非基督教的国家。
Whether in a country, Christian country or not.
几乎都可以看到圣诞节的装饰。
You're going to see all kinds of Christmas decorations.
也可以听到圣诞节的音乐。
And you hear Christmas carols.
然后也可以感受到圣诞节的气氛。
And you also feel the atmosphere is filled with the Christmas season.
但是不要忘记。
But remember.
圣诞节真正的意义是什么？
What is the true meaning behind Christmas?
圣诞节的意义是在庆祝上帝给人类最大的礼物。
Is to celebrate the biggest precious gift that God has given to the human being.
这个最大爱的礼物就是救主耶稣基督的降生。
And that is the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这个好消息是给全世界所有的人。
And that good news is to share with the whole human race.
在路加福音二章九到十节这样说。
And in Luke chapter 2 verse 9 to 10.
忽然有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的消息是关乎万民的。
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shined around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.
所以耶稣基督降生是上帝给所有人类的一个爱的礼物，也是一个好消息。
So the birth of our Lord Jesus is a gift from God, and it's also a good news to all.
这个好消息就是人可以跟上帝恢复和好的关系。
And that good news is that we can reconcile with in our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
使徒约翰用另外一个角度来描述这个爱的礼物。
And the Apostle John described this loving gifts from another perspective.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这句话就是整个福音的精华所在。
And that is the essence of the whole gospel.
这个也是上帝给人类最大的爱的礼物。
That is also the biggest loving gifts from God to the human.
这句话让我们看到上帝对人类有三方面的爱。
So that we can see through this verse that God loved us three ways.
在三章十六节说神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
这里讲到上帝主动来爱世界上所有的人。
So God himself initiated to love upon us.
上帝采取主动要跟人恢复和好的关系。
God initiated this reconciliation.
因为这件事情人类自己没办法做得到。
Because human cannot do anything about it.
而且上帝他亲自降卑自己。
And God has humbled himself.
圣经不只是提到上帝在人类堕落之后。
And in the Bible, we can see this description after the human fall.
他为人类预备了救赎。
And God prepared salvation for human.
圣经更说到上帝在人类还没有堕落之前。
And in the Bible, it even described that even before the human fall,
就已经对人启示他慈爱的心意。
And God already revealed His loving kindness to us.
所以以耶稣基督降生这件事情来显明他主动的爱。
And so the birth of Jesus Christ is to show God's initiative to love us.
在旧约时代，伯利恒只是一个默默无名的小村庄。
Bethlehem in the Bible era is just a small town.
先知弥迦曾经提到伯利恒。
And the prophet Micah mentioned Bethlehem.
在弥迦书五章二节说，伯利恒的以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
Micah 5:2, but you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
考古学家估计啊。
The archaeologist estimated.
伯利恒在新约的时代是一个很小的村庄。
Bethlehem is a very small village in the New Testament era.
大概只有二十几个家庭。
Probably there are just about 20-ish families.
耶稣基督道成肉身。
And Jesus took upon the flesh.
他不是降生在一个大的城市里面。
And he was not born in a big city.
也不是降生在尊贵的皇宫里。
He was not born in the royal palace.
当时的统治者希律王。
And the ruler at that time, the Herod.
他住在耶路撒冷的皇宫里面。
King Herod was living in the royal palace in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷距离伯利恒大概是五英里的距离。
Which was about 5 miles away from Bethlehem.
甚至耶稣基督不是降生在一个小康的家庭 middle class.
And Jesus wasn't even born in a middle class family.
而是生在一个贫穷的家庭。
But he was born in a poor family.
根据利未记十二章的记载。
And according to Leviticus chapter 12,
犹太的妇人生了男婴之后。
And when a Jewish boy was born,
需要这个妇人需要在家里面在家里33天等待洁净。
So the mother will consecrate herself after 33 days.
洁净的日子满了，需要到圣殿里面去献祭。
And then they need to bring the offering sacrifice to the holy temple.
在利未记十二章第六节这样说：满了洁净的日子，无论是为男孩是为女孩。他要把一岁的羊羔为燔祭，一只雏鸽或是一只斑鸠为赎罪祭，带到会幕门口交给祭司。
When the days of her purification for a son or daughter are over, she is to bring the priest at the entrance to the tent of meeting a year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a young pigeon or a dove for a sin offering.
这是家庭经济好 的家庭所献的祭物。
That is the sacrifice required for those who comes from a wealthy family.
在第八节有讲到经济能力不好的家庭献什么祭。
And for those who are poor, in verse 8, it mentioned the sacrifice.
家庭经济不好的呢，可以献两只斑鸠或者是两只雏鸽。
So the poor family can offer 2 turtle doves or pigeons.
路加福音二章二十四节那里记载约瑟他们所献的祭。
And then in Luke, it recorded what Joseph and Mary sacrificed.
又要照主的律法上所说，或用一对斑鸠，或用两只雏鸽献祭。
And to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or 2 young pigeons.
所以根据这个经文记载，他们所献的祭物，知道约瑟跟玛利亚的家庭经济能力是很不好的。
So based on the record of Luke, you can tell that Joseph and Mary was poor.
他们是属于当时低下阶层的。
And they were lower class.
耶稣就出生在这样一个卑微的家庭里面。
That's what a kind of a household Jesus was born to.
而全世界第一批知道救主耶稣降生的是一群牧羊人。
And then in the whole world, the first group of people who know a Savior is born to them is a group of shepherds.
这群人也是当时社会底层的人。
Shepherds were also a lower class in that society.
所以耶稣基督道成肉身，他是全然的谦卑。
So Jesus took on the flesh and humbled himself.
而且是从社会底层的人来显明他对世界上所有的人的爱。
To review his love through the lower class in the society.
所以我们看到神爱世人是显明上帝主动来爱世界上的人。
So we see that God takes the initiative to love people in the world.
然后约翰福音三章十六节还说不至灭亡反得永生。
So that anyone who believes will not perish but will have eternal life.
这说明上帝赐下永恒的生命。
That means God gives eternal life.
永生的意思是什么？
What does eternal life mean?
就是跟上帝恢复关系。
It means to reestablish, to reconcile with God.
有上帝跟我们永远同在。
That God is with us forever.
这一份永生的礼物不是等到我们死后才能够得到。
And that eternal gift is not you wait until your death.
当我们愿意相信并且接受这份礼物的时候，
When we believe and we accept this gift,
马上就可以经历到。
We will experience it.
我们可以经历到两个方面。
In two areas.
第一个是在将来的永恒里面。
And the first is in the eternity in the future.
当我们走完人生的旅程，
And when we're done with our journey on earth,
我想我们每个人都会经过这个。
And every one of us will walk through that.
当我们进到永恒的生命里面的时候，
And when we walk into that eternal life,
耶稣继续跟我们在一起。
And Jesus will be with us.
所以我们不用害怕说离开世界之后会到一个很陌生的地方。
So that removes our fear that after we die, we're going to enter a strange world.
我们知道当我们离开这个世界之后，知道耶稣继续跟我在一起。
Because we know in that world after death, Jesus will be there with me.
而且我们跟耶稣基督是那样的熟悉。
And we are so close and intimate with Jesus.
第二方面可以经历到的。
And the second aspect.
就是现在的生活。
It's our life now.
耶稣要成为我们最好的朋友。
And Jesus will be our best friend.
他要随时与你同在。
And he wants to be with you every time.
他陪伴你，陪伴我过每一天的生活。
And he wants to spend your life with you.
他也是在困难中随时的帮助。
And he is the very present help in need.
而且是我们在患难中的保护。
And he is your protector.
在困难当中，我们可以享受到平安。
And in the difficult times, you can enjoy the surprising peace.
透过很简单的一件事情。
And through a very simple fact.
透过祷告就可以经历到耶稣基督真实的同在。
That through prayer, you can experience the truly presence of Jesus.
曾经有一位神学院的老师出了车祸。
And there was a professor at a seminary, and they were in a car accident.
他出院之后在主日的正道的时候提到一件事。
And he mentioned one thing in his sermon after he recovered from that.
他提到他发生这样一个重大的车祸。
And he brought up about the serious car accident he was involved.
他的肋骨断了好几根。
And his ribs were broken.
他的头皮被削掉一大块。
And even his scalp was bruised.
然后被送到医院去。
And he was hospitalized.
直到隔天他才醒过来。
And he woke up the second day.
那个护士跟他讲。
And the nurse told him.
你发生一个很可怕的意外。
You were in a very serious car accident.
他出院之后。
And after he got well.
他查考所有英文圣经版本。
And he searched all the English translation of the Bible.
他从所有版本里面没有找到一个翻译说基督徒会遭到意外。
And he did not find any mention that Christian will go through accident.
所以他认为基督徒是活在天父上帝的掌权中。
So he believes that Christian, we are living under God's will.
每一件事情都由最高的智慧、圣洁的上帝所掌权安排跟许可。
So everything that happens to us is God allowed it through the Most High with the utmost wisdom.
所以他说，上帝的儿女在生活中只有事件 incident。
So he believes that as the children of God, we only have in our lives the incident.
没有意外。
And there's no accident.
只有 incident, 没有 accident.
There's only incident and no accident.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为圣经告诉我们，上帝掌管一切所发生的事情。
Because the Bible tells us that God is in control of all things.
当然我们有时候遭遇意外。遭遇患难。
And sometimes we go through difficult times.
有时候我们不知道为什么会发生这个事情。
And we don't know why that happened.
但是基督徒知道。
A Christian do.
我们从读圣经里面知道。
From reading the Bible.
上帝掌管一切事情。
And God is in control.
耶稣不是曾经讲过一件事吗？
And Jesus once told this story.
他说连那个麻雀如果没有上帝允许他也不会掉在地上。
And not even a sparrow will fall on the ground without God's permission.
麻雀跟我们人来比是何等微小的东西。
And sparrow compared to a human life is so small.
上帝都在乎那样没什么价值的麻雀。
But even that, God cares for the sparrow.
何况是我们是他所创造所爱的人类。
And how much more he loved us who bear his image.
所以当我们愿意相信的时候，
So when we are willing to believe,
他在我们身边陪伴我们每一天的生活。
He is living among us and with us.
所以永生是每一天的生活里面可以经验到的。
So eternal life is something that you can truly experience on a daily basis.
上帝在每一天的生活当中与你同在。
And God is with you in your daily life.
在人生的困难当中，有主耶稣可以做我们的依靠。
And among the challenging times, you can lean on Jesus.
所以耶稣是你最好的朋友。
So Jesus is your dear friend.
也是我最好的朋友。
He is my best friend.
如果成为上帝的儿女，
And if you become a child of God,
可以天天享受这种永恒的爱。
And you can enjoy that eternal love on a daily basis.
约翰福音三章十六节说，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
John 3:16, so that he give his only begotten son.
讲到上帝降生是为世上的人而牺牲。
That it talks about God's son took upon the flesh to be born and to die for us.
这说明了上帝牺牲的爱。
That means his love is sacrificial.
在以赛亚书九章六节这样说，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
Isaiah 9:6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这是在公元前五六百年前的预言。
That was a prophecy about 500 to 600 BC.
上帝借着先知以赛亚这样预言。
And God give this prophecy through Isaiah.
救世主弥赛亚将要降生。
Messiah, our Savior, will be born.
这句话讲到这个有一个特殊的婴孩要降生，而且是为人类而降生。
It talks about a son will be born, and he was born for the human race.
所以约翰福音三章十六节讲到这个预言，上帝已经成就了。
So John 3:16 talks about that prophecy in Isaiah has come to fulfilled.
他将他独生爱子耶稣赐给我们。
He gives his son Jesus Christ to us.
当人类受造在伊甸园里的时候。
When Adam was created in the Garden of Eden,
人类拒绝听上帝的话。
Human refused to obey God.
人想要自己当上帝。
And human wants to be God themselves.
吃那个分别善恶树的果子的意思就是我想要当上帝。
And the act of eating the fruit of the knowledge of truth and light means that they themselves want to have the wisdom to be God.
我要判断事情什么是对，什么是错。
That I will judge right from wrong.
以我的标准。
According to my standards.
不是你的标准。
And not your standards.
那对方也说以我的标准。
So that the other party will say, well, I have my own standards.
不是你的标准。
Not yours.
从那个时候开始。
And since then.
人类就这样互相对待。
And men treat each other like that.
所以你就看到创世纪人类开始有各样的罪的产生。
So you can trace that all kinds of sins in Genesis.
所以在伊甸园，当亚当夏娃决定照自己的意思要当上帝的时候。
So when Adam and Eve chose to let things go according to their own will.
导致他们跟上帝的关系破裂了。
That they violated and broke that harmony in their relationship with God.
他的后代就是现在所有的人类也一样跟上帝的关系断绝。
And that results in us, in a brokenness in our relationship with God.
人类没有办法自己解决这件事情。
And human race, they cannot solve this problem by themselves.
所以上帝差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督来解决这个问题。
That is why God sent his own son to solve this problem.
这就是圣诞节最重要的意义。
And that is the meaning of Christmas.
耶稣基督在十字架上为人类的罪付出代价。
And Jesus Christ paid the price of sin for all human.
使人类可以恢复在伊甸园当初上帝创造人类的状况。
So that the human can be restored to the condition that when Adam and Eve was created,
人可以跟上帝重新恢复和好的关系。
That we can be reconciled with God.
在这里我们看到上帝显明他的牺牲的爱。
And from here you see that God's love is a sacrifice.
有一个美国的火车工人。
And there was a worker on the railroad.
他负责看守密西西比河上的一座桥。
And his job was to watch over a bridge on the Mississippi River.
这一座是铁桥，而且是两节式的。
So the bridge is built with iron and it has two parts.
平常的时候它是打开的。
And usually it is open.
可以让船从河经过。
So that the ship can go through it.
像英国伦敦的铁桥一样。
Just like the Iron Bridge in London.
当火车要经过的时候，工人必须把这个铁桥放下来。
So when the train comes and the worker needs to lower the bridge so that the train can pass.
有一天，这个工人带着他的孩子去参观他工作的地方。
And one day, this worker brought his kids to just tour them.
后来有一列火车要经过。
And at that time, a train is coming.
这个工人就进到控制室里面。
And the worker went into the control room.
他按下那个按钮，然后要让铁桥放下来，好让火车经过。
so that he pushed that button to lower the bridge so that the train can go through it.
就他孩子很好奇跑到机房里面去看。
So that his kids was so curious, so they went into the control room.
就不小心在这个机房里面被大齿轮卡住了。
And the kid got stuck in the gears.
火车正要经过那个铁桥。
And the train was passing through.
这时候这个工人只有两个选择。
And that left this worker two options.
赶快把控制开关关掉。
To shut down the facility.
让去把他的儿子拉出来。
To rescue his son.
但是结果是什么？
And what turned out?
那个火车会整个栽到桥里，河里面去。
The consequence will be the train will end in a wreck.
火车上500多个人就这样会失去生命。
500 people were on that train.
这个工人有另外一个选择。
And the other option is?
哦，对不起，第一个选择就是把这个开关就是把开关关掉，让他去救儿子。OK， 第二个选择就是他让这个桥继续放下来，让火车经过。
So the second option is to save the 500 people on the train and let it just pass.
但是结果就是他的儿子会被齿轮绞死。
Which will result that his son will be crushed to death in the gears.
如果你是这位父亲，你会选择什么？
What would you choose if you are that father?
结果这工人决定让火车经过。
He chose to let the train pass.
火车过桥的时候，
And as the train is passing the bridge,
车上的人睡觉的睡觉。
Everyone on the train has no idea what's going on, so they were sleeping.
看报纸的看报纸。
Or reading the newspaper.
在那边嬉笑的继续嬉笑。
Or just playing around.
但不知道那个平安通过的代价。
But they had no idea that the price paid for them to safely go through that bridge.
是有一个小孩子为他们牺牲了。
That a boy was dead.
这个工人看着这个火车经过。
And that father watched the train passing.
他泪流满面的跟他们挥手。
And he was crying full of tears and waving at the people on the train.
他说你们知道吗？我的孩子为你们牺牲了。
And he's crying out that, do you guys know that my son died for you guys?
你知道吗？
Do you know that?
上帝为了拯救人类
，and God, able to save the human race.
他差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督
，that He sent His only begotten Son,
来到世界为所有的人类钉死在十字架上
，to come to this world and to be crucified on the cross.
为所有的人类付出罪的代价，牺牲了。
To be a sacrifice to pay the price of sin.
我们真的能够体会吗？
Can we really appreciate what he did?
可惜我们今天所认识的人当中，
And it's very unfortunate that among all the people we know,
还有很多人不知道这件事情。
Lots of them, they don't even know what happened.
他忙碌生活的继续忙碌他的生活
，and they were just busy with their own lives.
赚钱的只顾继续赚钱
，and making money.
玩乐的只知道继续玩乐
，or having fun.
追求名利的只顾继续追求名利
，or chasing after fame.
却不知道上帝的儿子耶稣基督为他们牺牲了
，not knowing that God's Son Jesus Christ died for them.
约翰福音三章十六节说：“叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。”
John 3:16 that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这是表明这个爱的礼物是赐给每一个人的。
That means that this gift of love is for everyone.
只要愿意相信接受的人就可以得着这个礼物。
Only if you believe and you accept this gift.
可以跟上帝恢复和好的关系。
That you can restore your relationship with God.
成为上帝的儿女。
To become his child.
相信不只是头脑上的同意。
So believe is not just in your mind, you agree.
真正的相信不只是客观承认这件事。
Or just acknowledge that, yeah, this is true.
还要主观心里面接受这件事。
But also it's about your heart to accept this fact.
这是一个免费的礼物。
And this gift is free of charge.
但是需要你愿意接受。
But it requires you to accept.
你才能够得到这个礼物。
That you can have this gift.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gives his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
上帝已经预备好最好的礼物要给你。
God has prepared this best gift for you.
领受十字架救恩的人，罪可以被赦免。
Whoever accepts the salvation through Jesus Christ and his cross will be
saved. 而且可以脱离罪的捆绑。
And the bondage of sin will be broken for them.
成为上帝的儿女。
So that they will become children of God.
这是人世间最大的礼物和恩典。
And that is the most precious gift and also grace.
你是不是已经接受了？
And did you accept Jesus?
如果你还没有决定，你今天是不是愿意接受
？If not, are you willing to accept this gift today?
今天是一个机会。
And this is an opportunity for you.
你愿不愿意接受这份礼物
？Are you willing to accept this gift?
上帝给你爱的礼物。
And the gift of love from God.
好不好？我们一起低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
我想我们当中有一些人已经接受耶稣基督做救主。
I think many of us has accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
你可以在生活中继续经验这样上帝对你的爱。
And you can continue to experience that kind of love of God in your life.
在我们当中可能还有一些人还没有决定接受耶稣做救主。
And if you have not accepted Jesus as our Savior and Lord,
今天是一个机会。
This is your opportunity.
你听了上帝的话。
And you've heard the words of God.
你是不是愿意做这样的决定?
And are you willing to make that decision?
你愿不愿意接受这样的恩典?
Are you willing to accept that grace?
如果你今天愿意做这样决定的,你可以轻轻举起你的手。
If you are willing, you can raise up your hand.
我可以为你祷告,看到的请放下。
And I will, I see you.
还有没有其他你还没有信耶稣的你今天愿意做这样的决定
Any others that you want to make that decision?
你可以举起你的手
Raise up your hand
看到请放下
I see you
上帝的爱今天就要临到你
God's love is falling upon you
当你愿意做一个决定的祷告
When you make that prayer
你马上可以成为上帝的儿女
You will become a child of God
我最后问大问问再最后问一次
，One more time，
你是不是愿意
？Are you willing？
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督
，If you haven't accepted Jesus，
今天是一个机会
，This is your opportunity。
你可以接受他做你的救主
，To accept him as your Lord and Savior。
你可以轻轻举起你的手
，You can raise your hand。
我看到了
，I see you。
好。你可以跟我一句一句的祷告。
Please pray after me.
你是向上帝做祷告。
And you're praying this to God.
亲爱的上帝。
Dear God.
我承认我是罪人。
I confess that I'm a sinner.
我相信耶稣基督。
I believe in Jesus Christ.
为我的罪被钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified for my sin.
代替我付了罪的代价。
To pay the price for my sin.
我现在打开心门。
And I open my heart.
接受耶稣基督。
To accept Jesus Christ.
做我的救主。
To be my Lord and Savior.
和人生的主宰。
and to be to Lord over my life.
永远不离开我。
And will never leave or forsake me.
我奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
And I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
如果刚才你是很真心的跟我做这样的祷告。
And if you mean that by that prayer.
耶稣基督现在已经进到你心里面。
Jesus entered your heart.
而且永远不离开你。
And he will never leave you.
我们现在一起来祷告。我要为刚刚举手的来祝福祷告。
And let me now pray a blessing over you.
天父上帝。
Heavenly Father.
谢谢你差遣耶稣基督。
Thank you for sending your son Jesus.
来到这个世界。
To come to this world.
为我的罪钉死在十字架上。
And be crucified for my sin.
主，你看到我们当中有人决定接受耶稣基督。
Lord, you see them. They are willing to accept you.
刚刚他们向你做的祷告。
And the prayer they just prayed.
你都听到了。
You've heard them.
你的永生也马上临到他们。
And the eternal life is given to them.
耶稣基督在他们心里面永远不离开。
And Jesus Christ in their life will never leave them.
我恳求天父上帝。
Lord, I pray.
求你帮助他们。
Help them.
继续在生活中经历上帝的同在。
To continue to experience God's presence.
经历从上帝来的平安
and to experience the peace from God,
在他们生活当中
and in their lives,
遇到困难的时候
when they have difficulties,
当他们向你祷告
when they cry out to you,
你就向他们显现
please show up,
你帮助他们
be their help,
加给他们力量
strengthen them,
谢谢你
thank you,
接受他们成为你的儿女
for accepting them as your children
永远不离开他们
and you will never leave or forsake them
我这样为他们祝福祷告
and I pray these blessings for them
是奉耶稣基督的名
in our Lord Jesus name
Amen
Amen
刚刚已经决定接受耶稣基督做救主的邀请耶稣基督进到你心里面的他永远不离开你
So if you just pray to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He will never leave you.
你可以继续参加教会。
And please keep coming to church.
更认识耶稣基督。
And to know Jesus more.
更知道怎么样成为一个上帝的儿女。
And to know how to be a child of God.
更知道怎么样领受上帝要赐给你的福气。
How to receive the blessings from God.
愿神赐福每一位。
May God bless you all.